Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, do you remember what you were doing when you were 8 years of age? You were probably in second class of primary school, dreaming about, I don't know, eating ice cream, cycling your bike, playing a game of catch. Well, not Ella Kenny from County Kildare, because this 8-year-old is set to be Ireland's next great golfer. Yep, and she and her father, James, are on the line now to tell us why. Ella and James, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good, James. Thanks for asking. James, can I go to you first? How did you get Ella started with the whole golf thing?
It started, you know, pretty basically. We went into Smith's and there was a bat and ball just right as we walked in the door, and Ella was 2.5 at the time, and she just said, bat ball, bat ball. So I picked up the bat and ball. We went to the counter. €5, Jennifer. I thought, this is great, because it could have been at least €50. You wouldn't know how Ella's expensive taste. And it kind of progressed from there, because she'd asked me to throw the ball. She'd hit it. And then she started putting the ball on the ground and swinging it like a golf club. So I said, okay. And I got her a little plastic set of clubs. And we were playing there a couple of nights a week. She was loving it. And my birthday was coming up. And I never know what to get for my birthday, Jennifer, or Christmas. So kind of metal clubs for Ella. We've kind of been going to the driving range, and then we start going to the pitch and putt club, the golf course, and it just kind of progressed slowly from there in.
How good are you at golf?
Oh, I don't play at all. Jennifer.
So you don't play at all?
I'm just the prep squad, you know, the positivity
the caddy.
Band. I'm not a great caddy either, to be honest. I made 5 mistakes yesterday, I was told, at the competition, but I'm learning.
Oh, and listen, what was her first tournament like, and how old was she?
She just turned 5, which, kind of looking back on it now, does feel a bit crazy as I look at my son, who's the same age. But she, you know, she was just so good at the time. I was like, she'll be fine. And she was in the under-10s in Killeen Castle. We'd never set foot on a golf course before. Never been into really a practice area or seen a putting green that big before. So it was a steep learning curve, and we were definitely in over our head for most of it. But to be honest, when she got up to the tee box, she's very confident once she got started. So she hit the first drive and it was perfect.
Oh my God.
I remember your man saying on the tee box, he says, we're going to see that kid on TV. And, you know, he wasn't too far off.
Absolutely. And Ella's there. Ella, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Come here, what do you love about golf?
Winning, practicing, spending time with my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. I mean, you're so good at it. You obviously have a natural ability. And I heard you're heading to the States, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, when are you going there?
At the end of July.
Okay, so you're flying out the end of July. And are you looking forward to going to North Carolina?
Yeah. So excited.
And what's happening in North Carolina?
We're playing a competition there, and I think I'll either come first or second. If I come first, I'll have tears of happiness. And if I come second, I'll have tears of sadness.
Okay. Well, listen, you have another job when you're over there. You have to dispel some myths that the Americans have about the Irish. I don't know if you were listening to the show this morning, but a lot of Americans, they don't think we have shopping centres here. They get our names wrong. They think we have tattoos of shamrocks, and that's our passport. So if you go over there, and can you just set them straight for me?
We'll try.
Set them straight when you're over there. Come here, Ella. What were you doing on Wednesday this week?
We went to the Irish Open. It was actually great. We were talking to Shane and his caddy. The competition running was starting. Who's all?
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Shane Larry.
It was a fantastic day, Jennifer. Like, Shane is unbelievable. Like, he was so much time for Ella. He brought her in behind the ropes. And I think neither of us knew what in behind the ropes meant. But literally walking the course with Shane, chatting and seeing what he does for the day. Like, he did the media tour and everything at the end. And, you know, he juggles a lot of balls as he's going around with his golf balls.
Good on him.
There's a lot going on.
Good on him. Ella, so you met Shane. That was deadly. Can I ask you, what's your favourite course to play on?
Tough Barras, the Royal Turtle Golf Club, and Mount Baldwin.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Do you prefer driving the ball or putting the ball?
I actually can't choose. They're both, I like both.
They're both fun. You must have loads of trophies and medals. Is there? Do you have any one that's a favourite?
We got this big globe from at a virus competition from the champions. I really like that one.
Okay, and how many medals and trophies do you reckon you have?
I'd say about 20, 21.
Wow.
She's won 12 now in the bounce, so she's going well. And she was playing with boys there yesterday, nines and unders, and she won that as well. So another goal for the girls.
Woo! And apart from Shane Larry, is there any other golfer you look up to?
Leona Maguire.
Leona Maguire is a legend. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to talk to you. You sound like you really, really enjoy it, and that's the most important thing. But James, do you enjoy watching Ella, or do you get nervous watching her?
To be honest, I don't. I don't as much as I used to. If I went back 2 years ago, yeah, I would have been nervous. But now I don't. She's kind of pretty autonomous now. She just walks around. She knows what she wants. I don't even go on the putting green anymore. I just kind of walk around there as a spectator. I throw in my 2 cents, but they're usually discarded. And as we said, I made a couple of mistakes yesterday, but we're all learning. So we were 60 yards from the pin on the second hole, and Ella had been practicing with the 9-iron, so she knew 60 yards herself. And I gave her the pitching wedge. We just thought it looked closer than it was. But she hit the pitching wedge, dropped 7 yards short, and said to me, she goes, "We play like in practice, Dad. 9-iron.
Well, listen, I know my dad is listening. He's off out for a round of golf today. Have you any tips for him, Ella?
Maybe just take your time, not really anymore.
Take your time. Take your time, relax and have fun. Absolutely. Ella, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck in America. Are you off to, is it true, sorry, are you going to Disneyland when you're over there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
really
exciting.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, well, listen, what a trip you have planned now at the end of July. Enjoy that. Thanks for coming on the show. And you'll come back on now when you're a big famous golfer, will you? When you're older?
Yeah.
Deadly. Okay. Thanks so much. Go on.
If anyone wants to follow her, Jennifer, on her Instagram page, it's at Ella Kenny Golf, so you can see how she gets on in the States, if anyone has any interest.
Okay, well, listen, I just got a text in here. Lucky in Love, is that what they're called? Lucky in Love have been in touch with the show and they want to offer Ella some outfits. They do kids' golf and tennis clothes. So we put you in contact with them and you can get yourself all decked out for America.
Wow, that's really nice. It's actually really hard to find kids' clothes.
Well, listen, I know you didn't think there'd be any benefit for coming on this show, but there's one. See you, lads. Best of luck. There we go. And you can follow Ella on Instagram, Ella Kenny Golf, and go and see this amazing 8-year-old. Just incredible. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.